Hi there, everybody, and welcome back again to the David Vance podcast channel. Thank you so much for being here. And I want to remind you that the writers of the song War were absolutely right. When they wrote those lyrics, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And that's pretty much my view, it has to be said. And I guess that view has changed over the years as I've grown older. And perhaps a little wiser. And I'm pretty much implacably opposed to wars unless it's for the most fundamental self-defense. So such as, for example, defending yourself against an invasion from Nazi Germany. That was a justified war. But other things like we saw in Libya and Syria, they're not justified under any basis. And generally speaking, my position now is to be incredibly cynical and questioning of those people who want to take us into war. Which brings me to the topic I wanted to talk to you about, which is the UK media is replete with stories telling us that archdemon Vladimir Putin is plotting a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Yeah, British defence chiefs and the White House, fundamentally the same creature, are warning that Ukraine is facing a nightmare scenario as Russian troops mass along the border and armored divisions head to Belarus. So basically what they're trying to say is that Putin wants a full-on invasion of Ukraine, just as, of course, mind you, the media here doesn't talk about the fact that Western forces are also massing their resources on the other side. Oh, they don't like to talk about that. It's Putin. Putin's a bad guy. Pretty Putin. And as you know, back in 2016, Hillary Clinton was agitating for war against Russia. The Biden regime seems pretty keen on war against Russia. The British government seems reasonably keen on war against Russia. The European Union sort of keen enough on it, I think. Why do they all want war? And why do they want war on Russia is one of the questions that we have to ask. Why are they talking up this? And for example, a senior defense source has said, we strongly believe that Putin's preference is for a full invasion rather than a limited offensive. In a sense, he might as well go for as much of Ukraine as he can get because of the penalties for doing so. So this is what is being talked up in the British press. And it's definitely the drumbeat of war, my friends. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, well, first of all, I don't believe it's got anything to do with us. Secondly, I don't believe that Putin has any such intent. I also think if you want to get into the history issues in this one, you've got to be a bit careful here because, you know, if you want to look at the Ukraine's association with Russia, I think you'll find that the history in this one is rather more, let's say, obtuse. And we have to be a bit careful of why we get involved fundamentally. I mean, again, painting Putin as this global demon is nonsense. If you want to find a global demon to go after, try Xi Jinping, if you want, you know, in Beijing, try that. And even then, I mean, I'm saying that with a degree of, you know, what is Xi Jinping doing? Well, he's simply pushing Chinese global aspiration. That's what he's doing, which is his right. Just like it's our right to absolutely oppose it and reject it. So, you know, what is Putin doing? He's seeking to make Russia as strong and secure as possible, given that it's under perennial existential and, PR attacks from the West. And so it's like, you know, the globalists, they need there to be a pantomime villain, and Vladimir Putin is the pantomime villain, or so they would wish. Personally, I think Putin himself is a pretty strong leader. I'm not saying I agree with everything he does, but on the whole, he seems to get a lot of things that many of the other weak globalist puppet shills don't get. He seems to be quite proud of his country, which is something you can't say about most Western leaders who apologize for their countries, who are weak-minded soy boys. So, you know, as I say, I am not uncritical of the Russian regime, but it's by no means, you know, it's not the most dangerous and most pressing threat we have. In fact, the most pressing threat we have, it's not the Russian government, it's the British government. That's our number one threat. So maybe, you know, rather than this distraction of Russia and the Ukraine, we should be focusing on Westminster and indeed the White House and the sort of things that they've been up to as they seek to dismantle our democracy and put us into little camps. So, as I say, much drumbeat of war. And I think we absolutely do have to go back, to that song and remember that Edwin Starr sang so much truth. And yeah, I know that that song was written in the context of the Vietnam War. Well, I mean, what a farce that was. So I think it's the lyrics remain true. And in fact, actually, if I wanted to take it a bit further, it's a bit like the Elvis Costello song, Shipbuilding. Again, fundamentally opposing these kind of military excursions. Now, in the case of that song, I was to do with the Falklands, which is a rather different scenario. But let's face it, I don't believe that Putin seeks a full-scale invasion. But the left in particular, and the neocons and the war hawks, they all want to paint Putin as the number one arch villain in the world. I don't believe that he is. I think they are. Thanks for listening.